Well, hi there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Georgiani with Jerry Usher, and hopefully you today, because we're talking about your most memorable vacation or vacations. We'd love to hear it. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. Jerry and I just love when we get together and talk about those amazing vacays or pilgrimages or retreats or something that you went on that it was just so memorable. You took a ton of pictures. You just go back there. When you go to sleep at night, you think about being there again. Right? Well, we'd like you to call in. It's super easy. We got our show team in place. And Jerry, as you can tell by the energy in my voice, I absolutely love vacations.
Well, we all do. Hopefully we do. And hopefully we make time for them. It's important that we get a little bit of leisure time, a little downtime, some time to rest and recharge the batteries. So call in and tell us. Maybe it was a vacation that you just completed this summer. Maybe it's one that you're looking forward to. Maybe it was one that you took 30, 40 years ago, and it still brings back those great memories that Debbie was talking about. Your most memorable vacation, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Best time to call the show is always right now because the phone lines are wide open, but they tend to fill up pretty fast. And if you've got a wonderful experience you'd like to share, we don't want you to miss out on the opportunity. So again, it's 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
We had a boatload of brand new callers yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was so exciting. We grew the family by like a lot of fine folks. Can we have that again? First time callers. Come on, you guys. Come on. Yeah, you know you want to call in. You absolutely do. In fact, some of the first time callers yesterday said for years they wanted to call in. Okay, this is your time. What if the good Lord calls us all home tomorrow? You're going to miss this opportunity to call in to Take Two. So call in. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. We want to grow the family and just answer this question. What was your most memorable vacation? You just have to tell us, you know, you can use your confirmation name, your middle name, whatever name you like, okay? And just tell us where you went and some of the details. And we just love to get to know one another. So dial this number because Vanessa is waiting. We've got Rich on social media. We're waving to you. Drop in the chats your most memorable vacation. How about Michael McCall, our amazing producer? He's at the controls. So hopefully you can hear us crystal clear and we'd like to hear from you. Oh, phone lines are lighting up. There you go. 833-288-EWTN. First time callers, we always welcome you. 833-288-3986.
I'm going to give a little blast from the past here. Just pretend you've got the slideshow loaded up with slides, okay? And you've gathered your family or friends over at the house, and you're going to show us the slides of your most memorable vacation. How's that for something that nobody does anymore? I think remember the slide trays, Debbie, that people
fill?
Okay. I guess we're dating ourselves here.
But, I know. Everybody's going, what are they talking about?
Yeah. Just make believe that you're sitting us down and going to walk us briefly through your most memorable vacation. Maybe it was with someone that is no longer with you. Maybe you and your spouse took an incredible vacation, you know, a few years ago, 10, 20, maybe a year ago. And maybe you've lost that person in your life and you just want to recall how memorable and special that event was for you. Mm-hmm. Whatever the details, whatever the circumstances, you will always be inspiring and impacting your fellow Take Two family members when you call 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
So one of my most memorable pilgrimages slash vacations was when we took my mom to Italy for the first time ever. And so it was so cool. No, our whole family thought there's no way you're going to get Connie on a plane to Italy. Mm-hmm. And we did. And she went in 2013. But it was so memorable because we were all excited to get a somewhat private audience with Pope Francis. Wow. And we were so excited. Oh, yeah, because my very dear friend, a priest, was stationed over there working for Pope Francis. So he was able to get us the whole group. Jerry, a somewhat private audience, and we all overslept the appointment.
No. Oh,
yes,
no.
And he came running into the hotel and he says, "You do realize you didn't show up for Pope Francis." And we're like, "Oh my goodness, we were so tired."
It was only the Pope, you know.
Yeah, I know, but it was that. So it was very memorable. And we all sat in the lobby and we said, this didn't go well. This is not what we thought it was going to be.
Well, that is certainly memorable, if nothing else. Yeah.
Yeah, we had a good laugh about it. So it was really cool. Look at the phone lines. Look at you guys. First time callers are calling in. This is so exciting. I love when we grow the family. Okay, your most memorable vacation, pilgrimage, retreat, whatever experience you have had going away somewhere, tell us about it. And we have another great time that we've spent together, but one of our callers is going to talk about it. So we're gonna let her do it. So when she calls, when we bring her on air. But we'd like you to join this growing team that wants to share their very special, memorable vacations at 833-288-3986.
Yeah, I remember this is going back probably 25 years or so ago. I had the chance to go visit my uncle, a priest. I talk about him a lot on this show, but he was a hero of mine, Father Harold Thiel, the Redemptorist missionary in Thailand. And I actually had a chance. He came home visiting the U.S., and when he went back, I traveled with him to Thailand and spent about a week there. And it was sort of a vacation, but it was a very eye-opening experience as well to see how crudely the people live there. The hill people and how just very simple their lives were and very difficult their lives were. No running water, no electricity.
I was just going to say, was there running water?
Like that. Yeah. So it was I wouldn't call it a quote unquote vacation, but I would definitely label it memorable. So this is what we're doing today. We're reminiscing today with you, the Take Two family. If you have a very, very memorable, maybe a life-changing vacation that you took, a retreat, pilgrimage, it could be any of these things, 833-288-EWTN is the number, 833-288-3986.
I was 2 months pregnant with my first child when my husband was asked me to go on to a MetLife insurance conference in Acapulco, Mexico. And we landed there. I was sick the whole entire time, in Mexico. I was like Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. I kept clicking my heels saying, please, I want to go home. I want to go home. That's not good when you're with child in another country. So that was memorable. There you go.
I'm sure it was. All right. Please do join us here when we have a line open. Looks like they're pretty full right now, but we got a little waiting area there as well. Favorite, most memorable vacation, 833-288-3986. Talking most memorable vacations today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. It's obviously that you have a lot that you want to share because phones have really lit up, as Debbie said a moment ago, and we will get right to your calls and we'll kind of go down memory lane with you on these memorable occasions that you've had in your life. Just have to mention before we do that, before we go to the phones, that it's Christmas in July. You can call it that at EWTN's Religious Catalog. You don't have to wait until December to enjoy a beautiful, majestic rosary inspired by the themes of Advent and Christmas. Each mystery of the rosary represents a week of Advent, ending in the celebration of the Nativity of Christ. Decade beads feature the Advent colors purple, pink, and white, while light blue crystals near the crucifix symbolize the Virgin Mary. It is absolutely stunning. The crucifix design shows Mary and Joseph contemplating the crucified Christ under the Star of Bethlehem, symbolizing the light of salvation. And the centerpiece features a full nativity scene with baby Jesus in the manger as a pendant. This amazing, it's an Advent rosary made of crystal. It's available now at EWTNRC.com. Free standard shipping, online order $75 or more in the continental U.S. Just use code FREE at checkout and be like Debbie. She does her Christmas shopping very early.
I do.
And you can
August.
Get these in. Yeah.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah, I did. I just want to make sure you don't forget me.
I will never forget you. You're in the top of the list. You're in the good list. You're not in the naughty list.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
Okay, so Jerry, yeah, EWTNRC.com, but definitely visit it, you guys. You know what I love, in addition to all the other things about the Take-Two family? I love that they actually do respond to our invitations and our requests. You know, we have 3 first-time callers on the first set of calls coming in. I love that. You guys are so awesome. Give yourselves a pat on the back, a round of applause, okay? We really do value that you respond when we ask you to, so that's amazing. But our first caller who's going to get us started is a dear, wonderful friend that we were on pilgrimage with, and she's going to share her most memorable vacation, and that's Jackie from Tennessee on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Debbie. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jackie.
How could anybody have a better trip than we had to the Holy Land? Mm-hmm. It was a vacation boom trip, remember, with all the priests and seminarians and Archbishop Samuel Aquila?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Jackie, I got to sit. You remember this where I was sitting on the bus, right? I got to sit across.
Yes.
Yeah. From Archbishop Aquila. And I didn't realize that that's the way Steve Ray positions everything. He always sits on the left side of the. Yeah. He sits on the left side of the bus with Steve and Janet Ray sit on the left side of the bus and the right side and then at the front. And then the priests and the chaplains sit right behind on the right hand side. I had no idea. I just took a left side seat, and so I got to sit across from Archbishop Aquila from Denver. But Jackie, it dawned
Steve
on me.
Janet were the best.
Steve and Janet Ray, yes. But Jackie, I have to tell you this. Jerry will crack up at this too. It dawned on me about a couple days into the trip. I'm thinking, why is Archbishop Aquila so quiet? He's not. He's always praying. He's always that was his. He decided to. That's his role to pray throughout all of our. The trips and the destinations we were going to. And so he decided to pray for the whole trip. That's why, Jackie, we had such an incredible mystical experience with Archbishop Aquila. That man had his head in prayer the whole entire time. Now, I thought, wow, he's so quiet. He's never even speaking, but he was praying the whole time. Did you guys know that, Jerry and Jackie?
Oh, he was very prayerful.
But that makes sense, though. And the fact that we were so blessed to have Mass every day at the holiest places in the Holy Land. We were able to go early. Steve got us in early everywhere, so we didn't have long lines. The weather was raining quite a bit, remember? But it was still just beautiful. We had that gorgeous rainbow on the bus. Remember the rainbow?
Yes.
Well, that was actually my second trip to the Holy Land. And the first time I went, when I checked my bags at the airport, the lady, she didn't know me. She knew nothing about me. And she says, where are you going? I said, I'm going to the Holy Land. She says, oh, you'll go back many times. And aww. I thought, I have been back once. So Jackie, maybe we'll get to go again.
I would love that. I'll tell you what, I think about that. And I think to myself, my bucket list is complete once I did that trip. We just had, it could not have been the people, all the people and the young people that were with us and the old people that were with us. We had a little bit of everything. It was great. And I'm so glad you got, and your brother, Jerry, was fantastic taking
Joe.
All those great pictures.
Joe did a great job.
Great. I just want to tell everybody, if you ever want to go to the Holy Land, Steve and Janet Ray is the way to go.
Yeah, amen.
They are so cool. It's wonderful. I have to tell you, Jackie and Jerry, I'm going to be going to France next year with the Guadalupe Radio Network. So that the details are coming out with that. And I'm so excited because I get that is amazing, a river cruise. So be paying attention to the details coming out for that in case anybody wants to join me. I'd never been on a river cruise. Have you, Jackie, ever been on a river cruise?
I haven't, but it's one of the things I'd like to do. As I'm getting older, it's harder and harder to plan these things. So
yeah. Well, you never know. It would be fun. So just keep it in mind. But Jackie, you are awesome. It's so good that you started off this conversation.
Thanks, Jackie.
Well, I just want you guys to know you guys are part of the greatest memories I'll ever have. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much. That warms our hearts. That means so much to us, Jackie. Thank you very much.
God bless you all.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, and a river cruise would be a little less strenuous than a pilgrimage, which is a lot of walking and hiking and stuff like that. So
I have to tell you, though, when I think better food. I mean, I loved the Holy Land, don't get me wrong, but I ate hummus the whole entire time. And because you know me, I eat all vegetables and stuff. So after a couple days of, hummus and olives and stuff, that, you know.
You're ready for something
yeah.
else.
Yeah. I needed a little eggplant parmesan or something.
Well, tell you what, let's go to one of our first time callers, Dennis. He is listening today in Ave Maria, Florida, and we welcome Dennis to the program. Hello, sir. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. Glad you called in. First time. Glad you joined us.
Yes, except I know Debbie. I've talked to Debbie before. Mm-hmm. I'm texting on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
My most memorable vacation is we went to Poland for a wedding in 2012, and we were there for a month. My entire family, my three sons, my wife and I, my mother-in-law, who has since deceased, my niece, and my niece's little three-year-old. And we went to Krakow, we went to Zakopane, just beautiful weather.
Wow. And so did you obviously you got a lot of John Paul too, correct?
Oh yeah, Krakow is my favorite city in the world.
Mm-hmm. Wow, a whole month.
Unbelievable. I mean, yeah. And the weather's just joy. You know, we went there in July and August. I was there on the Feast of the Assumption, went to a church that was over 400 years old. The guy in there was just sitting there playing the accordion before Mass and after Mass in front of the statue of the Blessed Mother.
Nice. Oh, what a beautiful
and
way
to
honor.
He had to be like 95 years old. Yeah, he had to be like 95 years
old. I'll bet he had been doing that serenading our Blessed Mother for many, many years of his life. Wow. What a great experience. Poland is kind of a theme. I'm at my home parish, Dennis and Debbie, here in the Basilica of St. Paul in Daytona Beach for a couple weeks before I returned to the seminary, and we just added a new priest to the rectory. He's a retired priest from Poland. He came from the Diocese of Buffalo, though, Father Ted, a great, wonderful priest, and he's doing hospital chaplaincy work. And this morning there was a priest visiting the parish for Mass, and he kind of celebrated Father Jacek, who is from Poland. So it's kind of a Polish theme here for me this morning with your call, Dennis.
Great.
I love
a great country, awesome. great food.
I was just going to ask that. Is the food, I mean, the food's good. So obviously you made that comment, so it must be good.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And really, at least in 2012, everything was still very inexpensive. And everybody speaks English now. You know, I'd say anybody under 50 speaks English, so I didn't have any problems. And of course, my wife and my three sons speak Polish, so they had
beautiful.
No problem.
Right, excellent. Right.
And I have the best mother-in-law in the world because she didn't speak any English and I don't speak any Polish.
That makes for a peaceful situation,
yeah,
huh?
Hopefully.
Yeah. Dennis, you are awesome. Thank you so much for gracing this conversation. Way to go. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dennis.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, before we get back to calls, speaking of priests and priests, you one of the yours and my favorite priests of all time, and you have a real cool connection to him, is Father Benedict Groeschel. Today would have been his birthday, July 23rd. He was born Robert Peter Groeschel in Jersey City, New Jersey, and we honor Father Groeschel on what would have been his birthday today, Debbie, and I know you mentioned before the connections your family has to him.
Oh, yeah. He went to my same school, St. Aloysius in Caldwell, New Jersey. He went by Peter. My mom knew him. All her friends knew him. He was really close to my uncle, the priest. My uncle was a mentor of his, and they were very close. And in fact, when my uncle passed away, my family called was Father Benedict Groeschel. So, what an amazing priest. What an incredible person he was inside and out. And he never lost his Jersey roots. And I love that.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're talking today about your most memorable vacation on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. Carolyn wants to share a memory from Baton Rouge, Tennessee today, listening on the EWTN app. Hi, Carolyn, welcome.
Hi. 65, yeah. I turned 39, and it was November 9th, 19, then. My birthday, it was the Lord Mayor of London show, a big parade, and on my birthday, I was visiting my sister in Northern Ireland, and we went down to the Lord Mayor show in London for my birthday. Okay, real exciting.
Wow. Okay, wait a minute, Carolyn. Wait a minute. Did I hear you say November 9th, 1965 when this happened?
Yes. Yes, that was yes.
Okay.
We have the same birthday.
Okay. So
that was and I have a twin brother. He couldn't come at that time.
Okay. So we have the same birthday. That's when I was actually born, 65. Wow.
Wow.
That's what I mean. That's the day of the big blackout. That's the blackout day in northern in the northeast area of the country.
New York and all.
Yeah. That's the day of the blackout. I was considered a blackout baby. Yeah.
You'll have to go to the Lord Mayor's show one time.
Yeah, that is so amazing. But Carolyn, I'm kind of a bit concerned because you don't sound your age. You sound very young.
Oh, yeah. Born in 46.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're young. You're very young. Okay, yeah. That's what I thought. But you said, okay, so very cool. Very nice. Love it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
So you went to London. Was it gray in London? I hear the sun doesn't shine.
No, yeah, right. And I don't think it rained on my birthday, but I mean, it can rain on your parade there. You know, I mean, it, you know, there's light rain, you know, misting and all. But and I went to Penzance too. They had the Pirates of Penzance. You know, I went to Penzance where Paul McCartney's ex-girlfriend ran the hotel, Jean somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, the hotel I went to at Penzance. So it was advertised on Rich and Famous show.
Okay. And Carolyn, I think I made a mistake. You're in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, correct? Not Tennessee.
Yeah, I grew up in New Orleans, and I was living in Houston at the time.
Okay, forgive us. It just said Tennessee right by your name. So please.
Oh, yeah, you said Tennessee.
But Tennessee's a nice state, but we wanted to make sure we acknowledge you. So Carolyn from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, we love you and you're amazing. And Carolyn, I made a note that we're birthday twins, so I'm going to remember you this year. This year I turned 60, Carolyn, so pray for me.
Uh-huh. Wonderful. Yeah, good. God bless you.
Another quick thing, Carolyn, Debbie gets a whole month for her birthday. I don't know about you, but Debbie insists on getting her a birthday month, not a birthday, but a birthday month.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And so we'll give a birthday month to you this year, Carolyn, okay?
Thanks.
All right. Love you. Thank you.
Carolyn, God bless you. Okay.
Beautiful.
Yeah. If you are on the line, several of you are, we are going to get to you. We're talking about your most memorable vacation ever. Maybe you've had more than one, try to narrow it down if you can, but we'd love to hear from you about what yours is at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And Debbie, we always say the Take-Two family is a praying family.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had an urgent prayer request come in from a caller who says, I've raised my grandson, who's 21, since my daughter took her life.
Mm.
He is now involved in a relationship that I am very nervous about. The girlfriend has some questionable morals and a background of violence. If you can keep him in your prayers, I'd really appreciate it. Well, we'll certainly do that and keep her in our prayers. Mm-hmm. And his mother, the soul of his mother as well. A lot of intentions contained in that prayer request right there. So
this person that sent this urgent prayer request, please go to the Guardian Angels. Ask the Guardian Angels to help to protect your grandson because he's been through a lot. And so ask the Guardian Angels to step in. So in order to do that, you just have to acknowledge their mission and their role. So just to acknowledge the angels. And we definitely put them in the prayer book. Okay, Marie from... Marie from Glendale, Arizona. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. You hear that music, Jerry? That means we're going to hit that pause button and we come back. More memorable vacation details from the Take-Two family. Lots of first-time callers calling in at 833-288-3986. We'll be right back. We're We're talking most memorable vacations today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And you guys are responding, calling in. Some are having, I think, a little bit difficulty waiting a little bit. So if you'd like to call back, there are some open phone lines now because some folks dropped. We'd love to hear from you at 833-288-EWTN. Just let Vanessa know you were on the line, but you dropped off, and then she'll inch you up to the top of the line, the front of the line. 833-288-3986 is the way to get us. Marie from Glendale, Arizona, coming in on YouTube. We're waving to you, Marie. You're going to tell us about your most memorable vacation.
Well, thank you for taking my call, but Debbie, my most memorable vacation is ancient history. It was my honeymoon back in 1960. I was all deliriously in love, and we went to Vacation Valley in the Poconos. And I still like to go reminisce, even though my husband's gone almost 8 years. I still go through the pictures and reminisce about my youth.
Wow. Okay, so I have to do this. I just have to, Jerry. You hear stories all the time that sometimes, like, just after how everybody's so tired from the wedding and then going on the honeymoon, and you don't have to share this if you don't want to, Marie. I'll share first. My husband and I actually had an argument on our honeymoon. How was your honeymoon?
Oh, it's fine. We got along fine. I mean,
oh, you
it was
did.
Fine.
That's
I was
good.
Tired because I got married the day before at an 11 o'clock mass, and I was all dressed, standing there at 8 o'clock ready to go to church. So it was a long day. I had a big nuptial mass and a big reception. So I was tired, but I just overlooked it.
You did. Yeah. Oh, you're so kind. You're much better than I was. I was really cranky.
I was so excited, you know. It was really my family didn't do vacations. We went out to, went out growing up. So it was the first real vacation I ever had where you got served, and we met a lot of people that were honeymooning like us, and it was really very nice.
Right. So my sister lives in the Poconos. And so she's right there, Marie. So I'll tell her the next time to look around and tell the Poconos how beautiful they are.
Valley. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been here in Arizona like almost 28 years, and I haven't been back there, but I don't know if that place is still there. But when I lived back east, we used to go there once in a while, you know?
Yeah, it's still beautiful. Like a lot more casinos and things like that, you know, entertainment stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
I have a couple of cousins in Pennsylvania, too, so mm-hmm. that, you know, but I don't travel anymore. My vacations now, my trips to going to Fry's and going to Walmart and going to church, and that's it.
Me too, Marie. I'm right with you. Oh, bless your heart.
Well, Marie, you talked about your honeymoon being your most memorable vacation, and you mentioned your husband has been gone for, I think you said, about 8 years, but that still means you were married to him for a very long time, over 50 years, it sounds
almost
like.
58 years. Almost
yeah,
58
well, tell years. Us tell us something really awesome about him that you really loved.
Oh, I mean, I'll tell you something that broke my heart is when he left me and he stopped going to church. He was a cradle Catholic, went also to parochial schools. And one day he got up and said, I'm not going to church anymore. I've been faking it. And that's the thing that broke my heart. But he was a wonderful provider. He was a wonderful father. And he took care of me. And he was really, you know, he was really my rock, you know.
Yeah.
But I just keep, my pastor had told me we could pray him into heaven. I'm still praying. I just had a mass for him yesterday. I'm constantly praying that God will forgive him and he'll, you know, take him up to heaven.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he was baptized, so he was marked for Christ. But go ahead, Jerry.
Oh, he was baptized. He did all the sacraments.
Mm-hmm.
And so did all both of my kids. And my daughter still lives in Go. But, you know, I don't give up. I'm going to be like St. Monica praying for God knows how long, you know.
There's no reason to give up, Marie, because God never gives up, you know, and we will definitely pray for your husband as well. The whole global Take Two family will keep him in prayer and you as well. You're a very sweet, dear soul, Marie. We're so glad you're part of the Take Two family.
I lost my son at 37 years old. He's
I'm sorry.
Marie, I have the July book, prayer book out. Do you want to give me their names again so I can put them in next to your call today?
Okay. Well, my daughter is Lynn Marie. My daughter's only a year younger than you are, Debbie.
Right.
And
right.
My son and my husband were both Peter.
Peter. That's what I thought. Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right, Marie. Thank you so much. We love you.
We love you. Take care. I love you too. And I listen to all your shows. Thank you very much.
Oh,
have a good day.
Thank you, Marie. God bless you. Yeah. Beautiful. Another one of our first-time callers from Texas is Debbie, listening to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on Sirius XM 130. Hello, Debbie in Texas. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi there.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Go right ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you just fine.
Okay. I was just going to mention that I got in the car and listened to y'all talking about, you know, most memorable vacations and trips. And I just wanted to share that my husband and I got married in 86. Well, in 96, we took a pilgrimage, a Marian pilgrimage, to France, Spain, and Portugal. And in Lisbon, Portugal, we renewed our 10th wedding anniversary vows.
Nice.
And then right before COVID hit, well, the 2 years prior to COVID, we took pilgrimages to the Holy Land. We went the first time, the first year, I think it was in March.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you go to the Holy Land, they always take you to this, you know, beautiful Cana. And you renew your wedding vows there.
Yep.
And so the next year, I just couldn't stand it. We had to go back. Because the first year, you go as a pilgrimage, and you have a camera in your face, and you're trying to take all these pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like you just don't get to soak it in. So I told my husband, I said, we've got to go back.
Mm-hmm.
So we did. We went back the next year. And we renewed our wedding vows again. So we've actually been married 4 times. And I tell you what, I would marry this man another 400 times.
Oh,
if I
could. Oh, you got to give us his first name, Debbie.
His first name is Manuel.
Manuel, beautiful. Oh, that's so sweet the way you talk about him. I don't talk about my husband that nicely. That was so sweet.
Well, I'll tell you. You know, I have been treated like a queen.
Wow.
His uncle told him, you know, that she is now yours and you are to take care of her. And this is his uncle that he's named after.
Mm-hmm.
And he took that so seriously, and he really does. And I will tell you that probably I can count on one hand. We've been married almost 40 years. On one hand, how many times I've put gas in my car.
He fills up your gas tank in the car?
Yes, he does that.
Wow.
Never,
so nice.
That's why
you're so nice. Yeah, that's why you're not so nice about him.
Well, he is a jewel. I always tell him, I say every woman in the world deserve him as a husband.
Aww.
Except I've got him and I ain't letting him go.
Yeah.
That's so sweet. Yeah. And I'm just teasing. I talk nicely about Marty. Although Marty did say to me the other day, the car's running low on gas. Can you go pick up some gas at Fry's in the corner? So now I'm going to tell him about your call, Debbie.
We love the Holy Land. We love the pilgrimage, the Marian pilgrimage. It just gives you such a deep sense of belonging, because we're belonging to the oldest faith in the whole entire world, and it just gives you a sense of pride for knowing that.
Yeah.
Well, I liked what you said too. You said you had to make that second trip to the Holy Land without the cameras in your faces and stuff, and just to really take it all in. And Steve Ray likes to say that the Holy Land is considered the fifth gospel. You know, we have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and then the very ground that Jesus walked on is kind of called the fifth gospel. And you really, you know, when you go there, Debbie and all of those who have been there, you just know that you're walking on sacred ground, and there's just no experience quite like it. Mm-hmm. Steve Ray, what does he call it, Debbie? Kind of like our birthright. Everyone should really have a chance to go there at some point in their lives.
Yeah.
So, Debbie, we're glad you have a couple times.
Debbie, you're awesome.
Well, thank you, and y'all are awesome.
Aww.
I just was so excited. I couldn't believe I even got in.
Yeah. You got to call us again. No. Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. We're very friendly.
Yeah, but y'all are celebrities, and it's stop. I love listening to y'all.
That's so sweet, Debbie. Thank you so much. But don't make this the only time you call in. Call us again. You have just a beautiful spirit, and we love that.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much. And y'all do too. And y'all keep up the good work. And thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie, so much. Yeah. Yeah, we can't take the call unless you make the call. That's right. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Having a great stroll down memory lane here. Your most memorable vacation. Sharon in Ohio is going to share hers next. She is listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Sharon.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, a little bit. Are you on a speakerphone?
I was, but hold on, I'll switch it over. I was driving, so I kind of wanted to do hands-free, but...
Yeah, be careful.
Be careful. Be careful, Sharon. We've had people go off...
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We've had people go off in a ditch, so be careful.
Yeah, no. Anyway, I was just calling first to say I've been blessed with lots of memorable vacations.
Yeah, you turn your radio down, Sharon.
I turned it off, and it came back on.
It came back on.
I just turned it off again. Anyway, but I told the call screener that we have been to some of the most beautiful and magnificent churches whenever we travel. Mm-hmm. And I've just seen so many beautiful churches and been to so many interesting churches that and I just love to go wherever I am. I always go to church, and it's fabulous. Wow. And I've never been to the Holy Land, but I hope to get there someday.
Yeah, you really should. Hopefully, we'll pray that you get that opportunity. But, you know, Sharon, you're mentioning, you know, everywhere we go, that is just such a beautiful thing about our Catholic faith. Everywhere we go, churches might be a little bit different style, or, you know, a little bit more ornate or less ornate or what have you. But, you know, still they're churches, you know, and they're churches where we feel at home. We walk into them. Go ahead.
And the readings are all the same. So if I'm in a land I don't know the language, then I just look up the readings and follow it along in English.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why the church is universal. Yeah, Deb.
Well, you know, this is so. This I find your call, Sharon, to be a confirmation for me. This morning, I just heard an interview with Carol Herrera. She is our call screener for the spirit world through Guadalupe Radio Network, and it took her 4 years. Listen to this, Sharon and Jerry. You're going to love this. 4 years from 2020 to 2024 to do a pilgrimage of all the churches in her diocese.
Wow.
4 years. And it was the most amazing interview. I heard her share the whole story of how she did it and what she learned from it. It was incredible. And now you've got me so inspired. This interview this morning, Carol, and you, Sharon, you know, I think I'm going to do these like church pilgrimage tours. I really think it's just fascinating. And so many of us can do it right in our own backyard. What do you say, Sharon?
That's true. You could. I want to tell you one more thing, though. I actually go to a lot of churches in our diocese, just depending on where I am or when I can get to Mass.
Right.
But I haven't visited them all. But when we were in Ireland and we were staying in Dingle Peninsula at an Airbnb, I asked the hostess if there was a nearby Catholic church. And she says, oh, well, there's one. It was just up the road. She said to me, it's all in Gaelic. You won't understand it. And I said, oh, you'd be surprised. And I knew what they were doing. You know, obviously, I knew all the parts. And my husband even made the comment, you could tell the difference when they were making the announcements at the end. when Mass was over.
That is fascinating. I love this call. This is, you know what, this is going to inspire a lot of people to look at churches differently, look at pilgrimages, look at vacations. That's why we do shows like this, just to, you know, these reminders for people to really take in the present moment and learn and grow. I love your call, Sharon.
And there's no reason
There's Catholic churches everywhere. There's really not a reason to miss Mass. We
exactly.
We were traveling back from South Carolina, and I just Googled a church that would be on the way home and what time their Masses were, and we drove up to it, and my husband dropped me off because we were running a few minutes behind, and so I ran in, and I'm looking around, and then there were all these people of color, and then the whole choir came out, and they were, like, really, really whooping it up, and I was like, I'm sure this was a Catholic church. I'm sure this was. And but then the priest came down the aisle, and it was a gospel church that I had never been to. But it was wonderful. It was It was a full Catholic church, but it was a gospel church.
Sure.
But everybody was so welcoming. We were, I'm Caucasian. We were the only white people in there. But everybody at the end of Mass, the priest, the pastor said, "Do we have any visitors? Could you please stand up?" And everybody looked at us. So we did, but they had a donut Sunday or something after, and they invited us too and asked us where we were traveling from and welcomed us. And yeah, it was a full Catholic Mass.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Wow. So, yep.
Well, great to have you on the show with us, Sharon, today. Thank you so much for sharing these wonderful memories and, as Debbie said, getting us all kind of motivated and encouraged to do something similar. So bless you, Sharon. We appreciate your call. We got a lot of others we're going to try to fit in here on this broadcast. Debbie, I know you want to share something real quick before we get back to the calls.
Yes, thank you, Sharon. Well, I do want to share a very memorable vacation when I took 10 years ago with our ministry team, Laura and Glenn Sweet, Jerry, when we went to Alaska, when we decided on the theme song of Take Two 10 years ago. So that was very memorable. I remember doing that right when we were in Canada, going over to the ship for Alaska. It was amazing. And so 10 years, we've had the same opening music for Take Two. Catholics Coast to Coast, Saturday afternoon, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and Sunday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on EWTN Radio. Our weekly look at some of the best Catholic podcasts from across America. All available at EWTN's Podcast Central, hosted by Ace McKay. So, Laura and Glenn Sweet, you were just with them in Nebraska. You see how our family stays together. The family that prays together stays together. Okay, let's go to Jane. Jane, first-time caller in Massachusetts, listening on our friends at the Station of the Cross. Hi, Jane.
Yes, hello. How are you?
Doing well, Jane. How about yourself?
Good. And Jerry, I'm the Jane that met you at Pope John the 23rd last fall.
That's so nice to hear from you.
Actually, not fall. Yeah, it was a springtime.
In the spring, yeah.
So, my favorite. Well, I've had a lot of wonderful vacations, but the one that I want to share, and other people have already shared about the Holy Land, but this was my first time going to the Holy Land. I went with Father Stephen Doyle, who was a Franciscan, and who also was. Had a great background in theology and he knew the Holy Land because he had been there so many times. So the year that we went happened to be the last holy year that we had. So before going, we went to Rome first for an overnight, and because it was a holy year. And then from there, we went to the Holy Land, and it was just so coincidentally, Pope John Paul II also went to the Holy Land. So it was like we followed him around the Holy Land. And when I got there, because it was my first time, we started off on the road to Emmaus. And then we literally, the way Father Stephen Doyle did it, we literally saw the entire Holy Land, but we started with when Jesus was born. So we started in Bethlehem, and we went right around. He basically went every place in accordance with the places Jesus was at any given time. It was a wonderful. Every place I went, I cried because I knew Jesus. I was walking on the land that Jesus walked on before. So that is my.
Yeah,
probably the best.
Yeah, Jane, as you were talking, I just got a little, you know, chill up my spine. Just you're reminding me, you know, one of the two times that I've been in the Holy Land. It really is, you can't put it into words. You know, you're walking along and you're thinking, wow, you know, this is the very ground that our Lord walked upon. And these are the places where he, you know, preached and ministered and performed his miracles. And then, of course, suffered and died. And yeah, it's just an unbelievable experience to be have that opportunity to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, most definitely. I did go a second time as well, but and the second time when I went, we didn't do it the first time I was there. We had an opportunity to go in, to a family and see a family and break bread with them at like a lunch type of thing, and it,
yeah.
That was a very positive experience to be able to see people, and they're very, the people that we met with were just beautiful Christian family that didn't, they did not have a lot, but they were so hospitable. They had such hospitality, and they were so welcoming. It, mm-hmm. it just really touched me very much, that
well,
particular incident the second time I went.
Yeah,
but,
they realize that we're their brothers and sisters, you know, from maybe from
right.
another part of the world, but
mm-hmm.
brothers and sisters in Christ. And wow, Jane, fantastic call. And I hope you get a chance to come. I'll be back at Pope St. John, the 23rd National Seminary, in about 3 weeks for orientation for the new guys. So hopefully this fall you'll have another opportunity to come out and maybe attend Sunday Mass and stay for our Sunday brunch again.
Most definitely. That's one of the area, the places that I do love to go on a yearly basis, if possible. So I'll be looking forward to seeing you again.
Yes.
God willing.
I will too, Jane, very much.
All right. Thank you very much, and nice to, I'm glad I connected.
Yeah, aww. So are we. Thank you, Jane.
Thank you, Jane.
Bless
Thank you.
You.
We're going to stay in Massachusetts, and we're going to go to Lewis, also listening on the Station of the Cross. Lewis, welcome back to Take Two.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I was going to talk about the Canadian Rockies, but I'm going to change my mind. I was in Portugal, and I was in a hotel looking at what to do in Lisbon, Portugal. And I read that St. Anthony was born in Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
So I told my wife, I said, wow, St. Anthony's born here in Portugal. Let's go see him. So we got a cab, and we got to a house on a hill. And we went in there, the person that was in charge there showed us around of where St. Anthony was born. And I said, wow. And that inspired me eventually to go to Padua, Italy, where St. Anthony died. And I saw his golden tongue there. And I became a very devoted patron to St. Anthony. He was really great. And he was a great saint. And I was able to go where he was born and where he died.
Beautiful. Well, we love him too, Lewis. We were always going to St. Anthony for help and to find things and to be with us. And he's a very active saint, and everybody just loves him. And that is so wonderful that you got to tour those places where he was at. And that is amazing. I love how you switched places, because you were going to talk about the Canadian Rockies, right? So you switched to Portugal.
Yeah,
yeah. That's pretty cool. You've been around, Lewis.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I've been around to different shrines of the Blessed Virgin Mary all over the world. Yeah, thank you.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Lewis,
but,
go ahead.
It was a good one. That's a good. It's in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. I went through British Columbia.
Oh,
okay. And
mm-hmm. Yeah. You were saying British Columbia and Vancouver. We totally agree. Beautiful.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. Lewis, you're awesome. Stay strong. We love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
I love his calls.
Yeah. Love all of the calls. Mary Ann in New Jersey, first-time caller. We are just not going to, we're going to hear the closing music here in just a few seconds. But you wanted to talk about, you got back from a pilgrimage following the footsteps of Pope St. John Paul II. I wish we had time to get to that. And Marnie in South Carolina talked about going to Medjugorje.
How about Unscripted? They could call back on Unscripted at the end of the month.
Yes, please do. Marianne and Marnie, you can hear the music right there. So we are just going to get ready to close this wonderful broadcast talking about most memorable vacations. And I just want to mention real quickly, too, we talked about this being Father Benedict Groeschel's birthday. The late, great Father Groeschel would have been his birthday today, and EWTN's religious catalog having a flash sale today and tomorrow only. The book, Father Benedict Answers Your Questions, is in stock. So order today at EWTNRC.com.
I'm going there right after the show, so everybody join us. Okay, you guys are awesome. Tomorrow is Go to the Saints. We're talking all about the Saints tomorrow. Thank you to the show team, Vanessa, Rich, Michael. You guys are awesome. And to all the affiliates that carry Take Two Live, we are so grateful to you because you are doing such a great service to your listeners, bringing us all together each and every weekday. Okay, that'll do it. For Jerry Usher, I'm Debbie Giorgiani. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day.